introducing Triple O Relationships Kiss and Tell, a free 6-part audio course on the art and science of kissing. Brought to you by Michelle Penny, author of Kissing 101, Your Complete Guide to Kissing Tips and Techniques, which you can find at www.kissing101.net. You're about to discover step-by-step proven kissing techniques that will give you a reputation for being a wonderful kisser and make your partner beg for more. Only here on the Triple O Relationships Network. I'm Isaac Bloom, and I'll be your host. Pucker up and listen, because we're about to teach you plenty of things you don't already know about kissing. That's right, kissing. When it goes well, it can be the most amazing and out-of-the-world experience. When it goes wrong, it can be, well, kind of funny, but not at the time. I remember one relationship in college that I had going. She was a sweet, diminutive girl, and everything seemed to be moving along quite well. That is, until we had our first kiss. Her tiny tongue just darted into my mouth, and it felt like, no joke, she was rapidly flossing my teeth with it. I tried the lip lock a few more times, and even suggested we slow the pace, anything to avoid delivering a devastating critique of her kissing technique, and avoid an involuntary flossing at the same time. But it was to no avail. It ended soon after. I'm sure we all have stories. We can't guarantee that kissing won't bring you some strange experiences, but we can guarantee that we can make you a great kisser. Believe it or not, there's even a scientific term for kissing. It's philematology, after some Greek guy from Greece, I guess. And one definition I've seen reads, the art or science of kissing. Is it more of an art or more of a science? Well, I'm not too sure myself. But who better to help us out with these questions than James Brito and Michelle Penny? Michelle is joining us all the way from New Zealand today, the land of the Lord of the Rings, and she's the author of Kissing 101, Your Complete Guide to Kissing Tips and Techniques. She's helped thousands of men and women get the confidence they need to successfully engage in the wonderful act of kissing. Welcome today, Michelle.
Hi, Isaac. How's it going?
Excellent. James Breeder is our other guest. He's our resident relationships expert. He's the author of the 2006 edition of How to Be Irresistible to Women from TripleOrelationships.com. And he's helped thousands of men get the women and confidence they've always wanted. Welcome, James.
How's it going, Bloomy? Good to be here.
Excellent. Thanks, James. Why don't we start with you? I think it's your turn to share with us one of your most embarrassing kissing stories.
Oh, man. I was hoping you wouldn't ask that, but all right, if I got to tell one, I got to tell one. So no doubt about it. Most embarrassing kissing story. It was a late night, a lot of partying, a little bit too much drinking as it happens, and, you know, passed out a little bit early. Everyone else was still awake. So what did they do with their time? Of course, you know, they decide to get all lipstick and makeup and just paint my face with all kinds of pretty colors and pretty images. And so when I finally woke up in my, you know, drunken haze, I went to kiss my girlfriend and she just started giggling like crazy. And before I knew it, all these people were coming through the door and pointing at me laughing. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And yeah. So needless to say, I didn't quite get that kiss that morning. I had to clean up a little bit.
Not too smooth.
Nope.
And how about you, Michelle? I think it's time for you to share something with us as well.
Oh, no. I cringe every time I think about it. It was actually my first kiss. I was trying to act all cool, calm, and collected, and acting as if I'd done it so many times before with all the confidence in the world. And anyway, when I went in for the big bang, tongues everywhere. So embarrassing. Didn't know what the heck I was doing. I've learnt my lesson from then.
I feel for you.
That's what it was like the first time I kissed my mom. I was really nervous, really nervous.
Okay, well, you guys know that I love facts, so I just wanted to chime in with a few theories about the origins of kissing. The first is that it's a unique behavior of mammals. It comes from the mother passing partially chewed food on to her young. This reinforced the act as an affectionate and a nurturing one. But most agree that it's a learned behavior, not an instinctual one, since there's still a number of cultures on this planet that just don't do it. Or perhaps they do it differently. We've all heard of rubbing noses and Eskimo kisses. The second theory is that kissing is a way to communicate signs between possible mates, through those funny things called pheromones. We're getting dozens and dozens of subtle clues about our opposite, everything from how fertile they are to how good their immune system is when we pucker up. But all we need to know is that we kiss because we think it feels good. There are more than enough nerve endings in our lips and our tongue to remind us of that. Of course, kissing can be meaningful. You're always sending a message with every single kiss.
It's also pretty healthy. Did you know that 1 minute of kissing burns 26 calories? Burning calories while kissing? That's the best form of exercise I've ever heard of. No sit-ups. Great.
Pretty good workout.
Absolutely.
Yeah, seriously. So, wow. I mean, imagine how many calories the world record holders for kissing, Luisa Almodovar and Rich Langley, burnt up when they kissed for 30 hours, 59 minutes, and 27 seconds straight. In case you're wondering, it's actually 96,694. Pretty good.
Didn't know it was possible.
Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
That's quite a lot of calories. It's like, you know, it's like, what, a month's worth of food. Yeah, pretty good diet.
Thanks, James. Being a man of numbers myself, I know that there's even a record for longest underwater kiss, 2 minutes, 18 seconds, and that's in Tokyo, Japan.
But would that even feel the same? I mean, you're underwater. Is there even a point to doing that? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Haven't tried it myself. Above all, though, we know that kissing has to be fun. And this is the first thing to think about and the last thing to think about now that you've decided to learn more about kissing. And soon enough, you'll become a better kisser. Let's look at some facts to show just how fun kissing is. Did you guys know that 66% of kissers tilt their head to the right?
So does that mean you would call someone who tilts to the left a south maw?
Nice one, James. Mm. Maybe. Did you know that kissing also helps reduce tooth decay? I don't quite know how it works, but it's got something to do with all that saliva.
That's pretty cool.
I'm just going to cancel all my dentist appointments from now on and just go around to my boyfriend's house. Much better fun.
Good idea. Did you guys also know that the kissing act produces the same hormone in your body that firing a gun or jumping from a plane does?
Wow, I guess that brings a new meaning to the definition of she blew me away.
Good one. And did you know that Hershey Kisses got their name because the machine that makes them looks like it's kissing the conveyor belt?
I actually kissed a conveyor belt once. It wasn't the same as kissing a girl, but, you know, no doubt about it. It actually was pretty good. Don't get me wrong.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking the same thing that machine was thinking. It's like, you know, I want to kiss the conveyor belt. It's a good thing.
Too much time on your hands.
Yeah. I should get back to, you know, my day job.
All right. One more fact, guys. I just got to sneak it in. Did you know that on September 15th, 1990, Alfred Wolfram from New Brighton kissed 8,001 people in just 8 hours? That's over 16 people a minute at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
You know what, Isaac? I did know that. I actually was there. The record would have been 8,002 people, but I told Alfred, you're just not my type.
Okay. Well, that's our cue to finish up. I just wanted to thank the guests for coming on the show. And if you'd like to learn more about James, you can check out his website. That's triplerelationships.com/towomen. What's that site again, James?
It's 000relationships.com/towomen.
Great. And thanks to Michelle Penny, the author of Kissing 101. And what's your website if listeners want to learn more about you, Michelle?
It's kissing101.net. That's kissing101.net.
Lovely. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you, James. That's all we have time for now, but we do hope you'll join us next week for some solid advice on taking the first steps towards someone else's lips, whether you're new to kissing or just kissing someone new. First things, first kisses, next time. Until then,
I'm James Brito.
I'm Michelle Penny.
And I'm Isaac Bloom for Kissing101.net, part of the Triple O Relationships Network. For more information, check out www.kissing101.net, your complete guide to kissing tips and techniques. May your kissing be happy and heavy.